This week on the Creator's Corner.
That's exactly what Julius Caesar said moments before crossing the Rubicon.
Now, you're not even an alpha man now, Corey.
And she asks you, hey, would you call me daddy? You got to oblige that kind of behavior.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Creator's Corner. We have Helios XDG with us today. Landry's on a road trip. Can't be here. We've got Mr. Mario XGN.
Who?
It's you, Mario.
My name is George Lopez. Sorry, Peyton, Corey, Keithley couldn't be here. I'm back.
Peyton's well, welcome back. Where'd the other guy go?
Oh, he had shit to do. You know, I mean, he had save lot sales to take advantage of, you know. They got Faygo down there, 49 cents a damn 3 liter. So, you know, we can't miss out on that.
Fuck, I'm surprised you're here.
Man, I'm telling you, me too. I've been chilling.
Yeah.
What you been up to?
You know, just laughing. I keep watching the last episode over and over where you're talking about how, you know, your voice wasn't high-pitched. And then obviously we had proof that it was high-pitched.
Yeah, hold on, let me get my damn lawyer piece mustache back on. I'm about to bring my lawyer out here for real because I'm telling you that I knew something was off when I listened to it because I authentically have had the same voice, you know, this entire time. But, like, when I ran it back, you know, I heard some squeaker sounds and I'm just, like, trying to figure out what kind of plot you've got with the editors against me. You know, it's war back on, you know, what's going on here? Because
listen, nobody fucked with it. Nobody fucked with your voice, Corey. You were a squeaker.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, I've always been 100% man. Alpha man.
Male. You're not even an alpha man now, Corey.
Boy, I'll change light bulbs and shit.
You know, how many girls have you called daddy in your lifetime?
They just asked.
I want to say something. Both of you just violated NDAs.
Look, we're going to get clipped. But no, Trent, how does it feel to be the official holder of the XDG Limited Liability company documents?
You know, when I read that shit on Twitter, I died because, as both of you know, I don't want any responsibilities. But it was like, yeah, I'll be involved. Just tell me when to show up.
That's exactly what Julius Caesar said moments before crossing the Rubicon.
What did he say, Ben?
He said, I don't want any responsibility. The Senate can handle all of that. He sent off to a letter and then marched in.
So you're saying
Julius Caesar.
You're Julius Caesar and the Omegas are all of the conspirators on the Ides of March. We're just waiting for our plan to reach full fruition. Hail Chimera.
Hail Chimera. The Chimichanga boys.
Hail Chimichanga.
I ain't big on Spanish food. Not big on it. More of a Chinese kind of man.
Corey, can you say chili relleno? I can't even say it. Try and pronounce that. It's, you know, the menu item. Just in your natural, like, how you would say it.
Chili serranos.
We could do a whole bit, a whole segment where Corey just reads off different items at a Mexican restaurant. We'll make it easy. We'll do Tex-Mex.
I just showed up because I thought we were going to start plotting on this dating show I got going on. I have a lot of questions how one can become a fine alpha specimen like myself. And, you know, I started manufacturing these alpha passes, 24-hour passes, $99. Listen, hear me out. Male, female, bring them on. $99. I'll date you, make you my Discord kitten, make you purr, baby. Make you purr like a 1997 S10. Ain't that right, Trish?
I just want to say to all the people watching, this is the shit I deal with. I try to be professional. I try to, you know, set a standard in here because I'm an old man. lot older than these guys, and this is the shit I deal with daily, you know.
As the legal representation for this new product, I do want everyone to know that that Alpha Pass does fall in the 11%, so buyer beware.
89% of the time.
You know, all that good stuff. So just if you do end up deciding to get that, just know it is in the 11%. And I would also like to make a statement that I was very shocked to see all of the criticism of Corey saying that he only conducts good business 89% of the time. And I was actually trembling with fear to reveal on Twitter that I'm only honest 11% of the time. Like, how would that be received? So 89% seems pretty good to me.
Listen, I'll be keeping it 99 because sometimes I'll be lying.
If you were to try and figure out the percentage of honesty versus dishonest business, you would have to go and do a math class on imaginary numbers. Because that's how honest we are.
Honestly, when all truth comes down to it, I feel like I'm truthful most of the time. Now, there's a couple of times where I feel like, you know, I got to slip one in. Like whenever I'm at Walmart and I got a buggy full of groceries and I pull up and there's not one damn cashier out there in that spot. When I do the self-checkout, I'm stealing something. I'm taking something. That's a damn processing fee. That's a processing fee of them making me do that damn duty, that deed. Plus, hey, but look, I always return my buggy, though. I always return my buggy, but I'm still in that $25 bag of chicken tenders.
Smith told ABC News he was outside the Walmart exit when he saw the man looking around and then darting out with his cart.
This guy right here is taking it. Look at him. Just stole all this stuff.
I paid for it.
Obviously, he was stealing them. None of the items were bagged.
I'm just too old to be fighting Walmart people for chicken tenders, so I just had to pay for it.
Dude, they don't say nothing to me. I got the damn science to it. They don't get caught. I get caught up in the system.
They made a special camera. Walmart made a special proprietary camera that sits right above the checkout station to catch you doing it now. That's how prevalent that is.
Yeah, Corey, but you see, I buy several bags. And then I scan. See, I buy more chicken tenders than I should, really. And then I scan some of them, and then I just leave that one. I'm like, yeah, that's my one. So, like, really, they're tricking me because I'm over-purchasing chicken tenders just to, damn. I got.
He said, I thought this was on 3-for-1 discount.
Corey, what I got to do to get blacklisted again?
Come on, bub. You don't want to get blacklisted, then we couldn't talk no more.
What do I got to do to achieve that?
Damn, Papa, you don't want to talk to me, Bubby? Don't you like when I call you at 3 a.m. and I forget that it's a work night?
Yeah, I love it.
Just wake you up. What would you do without me? It'd probably be boring as hell around here.
Yeah, and then I return the favor because I call Helios at 9 o'clock in the morning and wake him up.
As you should.
Yeah, there have been many times I've been like answering a phone call in that kind of situation. And I know it sounds like I just got flashbanged in my room, like when I answer the phone, like, hello, what's going on? I just woke up. It's like 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah. So, Helios, have you seen anybody breaking down on Twitter and really, emotional about the fact that we're talking about them and you're trying to figure out who exactly is talking about them?
You know, I'm going to be honest. My timeline has actually been really, really clean lately. It's like, I don't know, someone like a janitor went in and just swept all the bullshit to the side. So I haven't actually really seen anything. Now, I've heard some whispers that people might be upset. But, you know, it's weird. There's like this magical thing that happened to where I don't have to see any of that on any of my social medias. Have you guys ever heard of like a device that could do that?
Yeah, I have a lot of people blocked.
I don't block anyone. I just hold my eyes shut really, really tight and wish that they're not around anymore. And then they go away.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I find it funny because you know, you block people and you don't acknowledge them, and they talk all this shit, and then, you know, what people don't realize is that, like these people are talking shit because I blocked their personal accounts, but then they've had me blocked on Twitter for 2 years.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because I don't take the time to point out that, hey, when you have me blocked from multiple accounts, why are you, you know, losing your shit over me blocking one of yours?
Yeah. Well, you know what also kills me is sometimes, like, I'll check my, my timeline, and there will be something that's like, if you don't stop, it's going to be a cold summer, a warm winter. You're heating up your breakfast while I'm heating up my dinner. I'm going to find you. I'm going to go to Texas. I'm going to shoot your house up. I'm going to kill you in real life. You're fucking done. Don't fuck with me. It's this shit on your mama's grave. Fuck you. I'm coming. And then you block them, and they're like, I just don't know what I did. You know, I guess they're just soft out there. It's like, no, I'm not soft. I just don't want, like, all this weird, like, you know, same thing. We got bitches putting hexes on people, throwing out three evil eyes, talking about, why do you block me? I don't want to be cursed. Not into the voodoo stuff. I'm right next to Louisiana. You know, I really believe in that stuff now. You know, they get very upset when you finally do just completely cut them out. But the whole time before, they're like, you better stop. You know, if you don't quit what you're doing, you're about to get fucked up. Meanwhile, it's like, okay, well, you know, whatever you think I'm doing, it's done. I'm blocking you. And then they're like, oh, you did it now, Buster. Like, which is it?
I, for one, would like to just send out a PSA to all you wicked bitches. My DMs are open, and I would never block y'all. I would never block y'all. I cherish y'all. I just down.
Why is it that you only date the most hated women on Xbox Live?
I mean, I'm just trying to look. Hey, don't hate the play, hate the game, bub. I'm just trying to get in there while the getting's good. You know, offer, come out there with my lasso, maybe save one or two. You know what I mean? Bring them in, get them on the subscription plan with the Alpha Pass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, hey, don't hate on my business model. I'm just trying to do what I got to do, baby. You know what I mean? Hey, for all you most hated Discord kittens, if you want a sure far way back into the clan scene, you know what I mean? Just date me and it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Now, look, in 8 months, when it's all said and done, you're back on the Omega list. Don't get pissed.
Now, I will say one thing. If you're looking for some hated women, there was actually an esports organization called Hated Esports. There were some fine ladies behind that operation that, if you are interested in that, I would point you in their direction.
Okay, okay.
They were a premier, very successful esports organization, lasted for many years. You know, they started off on great standing. I actually donated my Discord server to them for my esports organization. You know, I said, hey, take it, do what you will with it, enjoy, you know, peace and love, shalom to the world. And they did great things. They're actually at the top of their game in multiple different, you know, titles right now. And I'm really proud of them. So if you are interested,
don't get involved in that, Corey.
Why? I'm just looking for all the good women. You know what I mean? Maybe raise a family with them. You know what I mean? Damn, what else comes with all that? You know, just trying to help them cycle through their life, man. You know what I mean?
Sounds like you're prepared for the whole family situation.
The premise of Corey starting a family reminds me of that that TV series. It was the really scary one. It had the circus season. Do you know what I'm talking about? What was that TV show called? It was like the really scary one.
Talking about American Horror Story?
American Horror Story Circus, yep. That's actually what I think of when you talk about starting a family.
Look, I ain't trying to say I'm trying to start a family, but I'm definitely trying to, you know, stress Trent out. And I feel like every relationship I get into, I just have to give that call to Trent and be like, ah, man, look, this is how bad it is. What are we going to have to do? Right now, he's on a wild witch hunt trying to figure out who my next girl is going to be, man. I'm just telling him I'm not interested in no dating. I'm just trying to expand my Alpha Pass subscription service, do my thing. But, you know, Trent seems to think I'm going to hop up into another relationship any day now.
I swear, dude, we're going to get a call and Corey's going to be like, I'm sorry in advance. I met this woman named Ava Braun and she just stole my heart. And it's always just like the worst people.
Last four women this man has dated. He came to me first. He said, hey, do you know so-and-so? And I said, yeah, Corey, don't fucking do it. Do not. No, I just met him. I was asking you before anything happened, like if you knew who they were. Laid out everything about them. Corey's like, yeah, that ain't some shit I need to be involved in. 3 days later, Corey calls. Hey, I need to talk to you about something. You know that thing you told me not to do? I'm already in deep.
I'm in deep.
3 days after that, she got arrested at the Save-A-Lot.
She wouldn't get arrested at Save-A-Lot. You know, I treat these girls right, man. I'll send the ass up there to damn Kmart, Big Lot, something like that, but I ain't going to send them to Save-A-Lot. Damn. Shit, what is this?
She got arrested at the Save-A-Lot, and she got released, and she got arrested again at Kmart. I don't know what to do. That's a real Corey phone call.
I know what to do. I bail my baby girl out. I'm just saying, I know what to do. Look.
The atrocity she committed at Kmart was so bad, there was no bail.
I'm ride or die. Hey, y'all hear that new damn Morgan Wallen?
We should have all seen the signs. We saw an RNG biz level post talking about, you either bring those grapefruits out or I'm coming in.
Y'all could bash on my Discord.
Ma'am, kitten. This is a Kmart.
Y'all quit bashing on my Discord kittens. They're just some problem girls. That's it. They've got some problems. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing to fix her up. You ain't ever heard of Fix Her Upper? I love that show.
Would you like to elaborate on some of the problems they've had? I will. One of them had a whole ass husband you didn't know about.
Look. She was in a real bad situation.
You see, what had happened was... That's Corey's favorite line, dude. He's like, it's okay.
Yeah, I see those kids talking about how sorry you did her, and I'm like, y'all should tell her husband how sorry Corey did her.
Yeah. They're real bad, man.
That's how Corey earned the epithet homewrecker.
I ain't no homewrecker. Hell no. Look, that home was a wreck before I ever walked into it.
We're gamers, so we've got to come up with something better than homewrecker. He can be like Hearthbreaker.
I'll be Ho-wrecker.
Ho-wrecker. Damn.
Nah, but for real, though, we ain't going to be calling no girls no hoes or nothing like that. We respect these bitches.
Yeah. Corey told me the other day, he said, I'm certified lover boy Drake now. I'm not views Drake anymore. I'm not crying over strippers Drake. I'm certified lover boy Drake. Be ready.
I'll tell you one thing though, behind every bad bitch is a car seat. What? And I'm just trying to be daddy. Look, I'm trying to play my role. I'm trying to send that kid to college. You know what I'm saying? Doing everything I can do for him. You know what I mean? That's my future stepson.
This is a legit phone conversation between me and Corey. Corey says, I don't know why these girls break up with me. All I do is buy them shit and take naps.
For real? Man, every time I fall asleep, I wake up, they gone. Whole damn bank account drained, everything.
We've been hanging out with SGG Apothesis a lot lately, and I think Corey's been rubbing off on him. I opened Twitter the other day, and I saw a quote from his account, and I had to do a double take to see who had posted it. And it was like, the only time I trip over a bitch is when she's on the floor. There's two things that I've never seen: a turtle with speed or a bitch I need. And I was like, is this a Corey post right here? Like, what's going on? But no, it was Apothesis. I was like, damn, you get it.
Don't put that on me. If I saw my little Discord kitten laying on the floor, I'd come over and I'd lay damn blanket over and I'd be like, sleep tight, my princess.
Dude.
He probably would.
Yeah, it would, man. Then I'd lay some damn kitty litter all over her hair. Dude, Trent, what? What?
Why would you lay kitty litter on a woman's hair?
Y'all know what I'm into.
Yeah, Ben. We got these people talking about, you know, if we keep on doing the things we're doing, how cold the summer's going to be. Then you got people talking about all the things that we've asked them to do over the years. I literally spent an hour going through kick conversations, Discord conversations, and text messages. And the person that says I ask them to do all these heinous things and they're going to expose me, I've maybe spoken to 10 times in 10 years.
You know, I was actually horrified. I was really, really worried. I saw it and they were like, if you keep this up, it's going to be a cold summer and a warm winter. I had to make a call to Al Gore. You know, my emissions, like, there's something I must be doing. Like, I must have too many carbon emissions or whatever, because I will not be a participant nor someone who adds on to global warming. I believe in climate change, okay? And I just want to make that clear to everyone who's watching that if it's a cold summer, it's not because of me. And it's definitely not due to all of the factories and refineries around my house punching holes in the ozone layer, you know, in the area that I live. It's not us. It's those damn Yankees. Go look up at New York, see what they're doing. All right.
You know what? Speaking of Yankees, fuck Philly and fuck game.
Damn.
I've had nothing but positive relationships with game. Honestly. Nah, there was a time in my life I wanted to visit Philly, though.
I remember that night.
Yep, it was a good night.
He just wanted a good cheesesteak.
Exactly.
You lost your damn mind and acted a fool.
As far as a cold summer goes, realistically, hey, if y'all cold, you come over here. Get that Alpha Pass, $99. It's all you need. You know what I mean? Sign right up.
Well, Corey said, in these hills.
Well, one other thing, if you think about it,
be winning.
If 0 degrees is actually like a villainous organization, and there's an inexplicable frost storm in the middle of summer, and it's because of something that we did, doesn't that all tie together that, like, you know, we would want that? If this is the narrative, wouldn't we want, like, it to be cold during summer? Yeah. Now, the warm winter, I have no clue about that. There must be some other heinous organization plotting destruction of our winter.
People keep talking about how we haven't taken accountability. We've taken accountability for everything. And I keep seeing these tweets that everybody's hands are dirty. Everybody's hands are dirty. Some are dirtier than others, though. Like, there are people who cross lines. And that's the thing, is that we've all done the same shit. But then you have the one percenters who crossed the line and did heinous things. Revenge porn. Yo, you got some women beaters scattered out in there. You got some fucking pedophiles scattered over in there. Things like that. We didn't all do that. They just don't like that they're, you know, they're being held accountable for the shit. You know, so the one percenters can stay one percenters. I don't care.
Yeah. And you know, one thing I also noticed is on the date of recording, this is the first day of spring. And I've actually, someone called me on the phone and brought this up. I've been thinking about it. Is all of this stuff that is, you know, being like threatened and talked about and all of this saber rattling, doesn't it kind of remind you guys of like 5 or 6 years ago when they were like, war season is coming. Like, we're coming for you this war season, like in all the war rallies and all that stuff. It doesn't kind of remind you of that, like the same kind of tone and like even the same time of year. It's like something in 2010 clicked in these kids' head. And from then on, summer was like a time of aggression. They were like, you know, this is our season. But I can say XDG having been around for what, 5 or 6 of those, nothing has ever happened. Like, it's always like spring comes around and everyone loses their goddamn mind. And then summer comes and nothing happens every year. So I'd be very interested to see what actually is going to happen this quote-unquote war season.
It's gonna be tough.
I'll be appearing offline. I mean, I'm on a all vegan diet currently. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep my alpha figure.
That is true.
I'm just trying to do everything I can. You know what I mean? I'm just, y'all have fun with it. Me personally, I'm not trying to cut into my business model. There's plenty of good looking omega bitches that I'm trying to, you know, build relations with.
Corey did go into hibernation every summer. That's fair.
People are, you know, making all these posts about how we're trying to exclude people. And the three of us know we're having conversations every day, bringing people back, you know, getting people. I mean, look at Doombear, like people that didn't cross lines and do things. You know, we're trying to get people into the clan scene, not push people away from the clan scene. It's the one percenters who are really, they're fighting to keep their friends around them because they know that when people find out the things they've done, they're truly going to be alone with the one percenters.
Yeah, I mean, we're also actively bringing other people into the scene, new people, getting, you know, them involved in all the activities and stuff to be going on. I mean, look at, you know, the Eternal Empire. You know, that's an amazing clan that we've got to know, that we brought on board, and they're having a blast remoting Clan Hub. I mean, and we're actively sitting down daily and looking for other like-minded organizations to bring into this. You know, it's not like it has to be Hydra or Die, or it has to be Exiled or Die. Like, we want more life across the scene in general, and what's good for your neighbor is good for you. So, like, realistically, the thought process behind it, that we're just menacing people and just like destroy and hate every other clan, is just not, it's just, that's just a facade, you know?
Yep. That's fine.
And y'all know me. Hey, look, I'm always out there looking for, you know, anybody that can come in and purchase that alpha pass and just, you know, expand my business. I'm always out there looking for it. You know what I'm saying? I got to get that 11% down to 10. And then I'm going to, you know, just set small goals. Ain't that right, Trent? Small goals equal big results.
They do.
Yep.
How many times have I told you, you don't have to be 100% a better person today. You just be better today than you were yesterday. And tomorrow you wake up and you be a better person tomorrow than you were today. And string 30 days together and look where you're at. And then do 60 days.
I mean, if you think about all the people that oppose us, if they just did that and, like, realistically, in all seriousness, like, just focused on bettering themselves with no expectations of all this. I mean, I feel like, you know, I can't say that we would ever forgive some of this shit, but just the fact that I feel like there'd be more respect than them just doubling down and like trying to just show the world even further, like, why they are considered omegas, right? Like, if someone was calling me something like that, or if I knew that I was in the wrong, like, you know, you've got to pick yourself up and start bettering yourself for yourself. And, you know, we said it time and time again, clans aren't for everybody. This isn't for everybody. It takes a particular type of person. It takes, you know, a particular standard that you've got to hold yourself to and your peers to, and be accountable for your own actions to be here. And, you know, I don't know how many times we can say that before, you know, it kind of gets across, because, you know, the Omegas, you know, they sit there and they rewinded our footage. They watched our last episode over and over again, and they took everything from that but what they should have took from it.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, this is a satire podcast. Like, we say a lot of jokes, like, it's funny, haha, like, but at the end of the day, you know, there is a message, you know, there's always a message in every episode. And, you know, don't pick apart the jokes and, like, take them harder than the actual message, because that defies the point.
Yeah, I mean, we're making jokes on here. It's not a dick. You don't have to take it so hard. You know what I mean? Like, fuck those kids. I have nothing to say to several of them. Like, they've just done things to the point that I don't want to be in parties with them. I don't want to communicate with them because they're not good people, you know? And it's very frustrating, you know? It's very frustrating that 1% of the scene seems to occupy a lot of time. And that's why I'm not giving them any more time, you know? And yes, they'll be the first motherfuckers to watch this video. They'll be the first ones to say that we don't have any fucking members. They have no idea. No fucking idea between XDG and TSB alone. Thousands. Thousands. And they're all like, oh, you don't have any active members. That tells me you don't even have even, you don't know what's happening, because we do have active people. They're just not active on Twitter.
Yeah. Yesterday, we had a tournament that had over 12 teams show up. And that's something that's pretty difficult to achieve, you know, to actually get a competitive tournament going together. It lasted for like 7 or 8 hours. Hundreds of people came out over the course of it to spectate, to watch, you know, right there, almost nearly 50 people competing in the tournament, many more coming out just to watch. We were live streaming the whole thing. And they're like, there's no activity. All you gotta do is look at the Discord server. Like, the XDG server is publicly accessible. Now, most of these people can't come in on their main accounts because they just can't act right. But, you know, like, all you need to do is ask someone, or we have like widgets that show the Discord activity on the websites that we operate. You could just go take a look. You know, things are like very clearly active and moving in the right direction in every community. We're all about that positivity, that growth. And in fact, I mean, my brain always goes back to people who are the most critical have nothing for themselves. Like, you'll look and they'll be like, wow, you only had 100 people show up to that tournament. Why not 500? And then you go look at their server and there's 7 people in it and they're all like on some kind of a list, you know? So that's my main thing, is when someone's being extremely critical, I look at everything, you know, I really consider it, no matter who it's coming from. But a lot of times I have to sit there and think they're being critical to the point where no matter what you do, they're going to say something bad. That's what you need to filter out. There's good criticism and there's bad criticism. And I love the good criticism. We all do, I think. And I speak for all of us when I say that. But the bad faith arguments where you're always going to be the villain no matter what, where no matter how good you do, there's always something better. Like, that is a waste of time to sit there and listen to. And I mean, for me, purely, that's the reason why I filter that out, is because it doesn't help us move in the direction we want. These guys can tell you I'm a big pain in the ass as far as advocating for people to come back, you know, and hey, we should give this person a second chance. Hey, we should do that.
Both of you. You and Corey both. Always won't let somebody come back.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the couple of people that we just really can't make something like that work, it's not even a want or don't want. It's a fact that we have a commitment to the people who are here that we don't actively bring around individuals who have been known to do things that are so bad. It could potentially put us in legal trouble. It could potentially put our members in like physical danger. You know, we're talking about people who have like gone to, you know, nursing homes with a gun and threatened to shoot the place up. You know, we don't want to put them in an environment where they could potentially get mad at someone in the gaming community and go to their house and kill them. We don't want to put someone who is a registered sex offender or a child rapist, and we don't want to put them around kids because it's a danger and it's not even legal. You know, we kicked out a guy that was on the Indiana registered sex offender list, and he was classified as a violent sexual predator. And under the terms of his release, he was on a suspended sentence. It said that if he had any contact whatsoever with someone under the age of 16, he could immediately go back to prison. And he was in the XDG server. And when we kicked him out and told him that he wasn't allowed there, he was arguing with us. It's like, dude, you could go back to jail for 10 years. You know, this obviously isn't for your protection, but you shouldn't want to be here. Like, if you're that type of person, you shouldn't want to put yourself in situations where you do bad things. You should want to get better. And I mean, those are the people that we really do exclude. Like, I'm not ashamed to admit that those people get excluded. But most people, that's not the case for them. It's a very small percentage. And regardless of all that, everyone who joined a gaming community, you agreed to the code of conduct when you joined. And even if your, you know, rule breaking was as simple as you broke one rule of the code of conduct one time, you know, you can't expect a second chance in life. A lot of times you can get one, but if you go to Walmart or you go to McDonald's and you jump up on the table and you start screaming obscenities and saying how much you hate it and how they're baby killers and this and that, you're going to get escorted out, you're going to get criminal trespassed, and you're not going to be allowed to come back. And you can't expect for that to just go away. you're banned for life.
That's what we mentioned before is like, you know, it's not for everyone. And a lot of times, you know, in the last episode, I even mentioned, you know, sometimes you need to ask yourself, is this good for me? Right? Is this good for myself? And, you know, a lot of people don't understand that there's very few things that exclude you from operating here. There's very few things that make it to where you just, no one wants to do business with you, not because of even personal reasons, but just because it's not right. Right? Like some of these organizations just let these people in, and you know, they don't take into account the hundreds, if not thousands, of members they have already that are doing everything right, that haven't done anything wrong, that are really here to participate. And you're going to put that entire operation at risk for one person that you know has a track record of just not doing well in this environment. And I don't think there's anything wrong with excluding certain people. And, you know, the people that combat this, you know, last episode, I mentioned, you know, all the good things that we've done, all the good things that have come from what we've done in the clan scene and the friendships that people have made, the lifelong relationships people have made, you know, just the fact that having that companionship does a lot of good for a lot of people. And I personally, in my later years of running XGN, I didn't really want to put that at risk to the masses, right? And I feel like that's kind of like the balancing act that we kind of go through, of like not excluding people, but also making the right decisions for the many. And, you know, I'm the type of person is I want better for my people. I want better for my friends. And I even want better for, you know, the people that are on Twitter that are sitting there praying on my downfall. It's just because I can want better for you, just away from me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we had a vendor, a merch store in TSB, and the guy has some orders that haven't been fulfilled, and I'm going to pay those kids back out of my pocket. And a lot of people are like, well, that's between them and the vendor. The way I feel about it is that when I allow someone into my circle and in a TSB circle, I'm telling people it's safe to operate with those people. And so I take responsibility for that. That's why I'm so selective of who we ally with, who we partner with, who we deal with. Because I'm putting my stamp on it that, hey guys, it's okay. You can deal with this person. You can trust them. They've been vetted. We feel like it, you know, it's safe for us to work with them. I take a lot of responsibility, you know, as far as that shit goes.
Yeah. The thing is that, you know, in a situation like that, we're going to make it right with the customer, but also at the same time, if you are doing bad business, all jokes aside, you know, we're going to have to cut ties with you. We can't work with you anymore because we can't be caught, you know, holding the bag, so to speak. We've got to know that our partners are just as committed to that as we are. And you know, that's for the professional side. For more of the community side, to me, I mean, I'd like to just pose a question here. I'm committed to giving people second chances, but Trent, out of all the people that we've given second chances to, percentage-wise, how many of them actually do something with it, do you think? Like 1%, yeah. I was going to say 5%, you know, because about 95% of the people, and not just the ones that I have to go through and talk with everyone about, but even the ones that just messed up in XDG and it's a simpler proposition to bring them back, even those ones, I mean, only like 5% of them actually are able to come back, correct the issues that caused them to run into problems in the first place, and continue to do good and stay consistent. And over a long period of time, it's probably closer to 1% than it is the 5%. But you know, we're still committed to that idea of if we get it, to me, it's three things: it's the honesty, the integrity, and the accountability. You know, act with integrity. If you mess up, be honest about it. And after you've had that point of admitting what you did wrong, show accountability by doing the things that are going to be required for you to make it right with the people that you wronged. If you do those three things, and you're not just a completely deplorable person based off what you've done, you know, I'm going to work with you. The problem usually lies either it's just something that's so far gone you can't come back from, or you don't want to act with those three things in mind. And that's really my message to anyone who is watching, is think about it. Your actions. Did you act with integrity? Are you being honest about your actions? And if you're doing the first two, you know, and you've admitted you did something wrong, are you properly taking accountability to fix the problem that happened? If you're not doing those things, you should quit complaining about not being allowed back, because that's what it's going to take, point blank simple.
Yeah. Well, I think that's I think we're about out of time here. Do we? Who's the sponsor for the week, Corey?
Hold on, let me ask my lawyer. It's Mario. Mario. Look, I found this little mushroom in my damn living room. Look how cool this thing is. This is my sponsor for the week. I don't know what this is or where this came from. This is a little glass mushroom. Look how beautiful that baby ceramic is. I will sell this for $99.
Put the background up that you had earlier, Corey, that was the sponsor for the week. I really like that one.
All right. I want to show everyone the sponsor of the week. Give me one moment.
I swear to God, if it's some bullshit, not the one that I want.
Hey, oh, Bob, look at the sponsor of the week, Bob. This is TSB Terror Codes. Read it off.
Yeah. TSB Terror Code Italian Royalty Roast. Yeah. The new
clan snacks.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
Represent. We're also sponsored by the name of Clorox. This is damn alcohol wipes. You know I shop at Save a Lot. Look at this. I thought these were Clorox wipes this whole time. What's that? Sponsor of the week?
Yep.
Sponsored by Tarjay.
Fuck, Gremlins. Look at this little trailer. We should do a whole video where I just show people little knickknacks I have in my house. Super tips. That sounds like me.
Hey, Corey, get your Clan Hub Creole sauce.
Yeah, get your Clan Hub Creole sauce. Hold on, there's more shit. Candles. We got candles. You can't keep one up in me like this. You're probably going to damn get rid of my damn video and probably put something on there like you did the editor. Because you done paid the editor off. You got him changing my voice. You probably got him changing the video footage. We are a sponsor. I ain't got nothing else to grab. I ain't got nothing else. So we're sponsored by this mushroom, TSB Terror Codes Coffee, Dr. Pepper, and Save-A-Lot in this shit.